Welcome back to the Winthrop Sports Network. We're joined by a very special guest now. Isaiah Austin was going to be a first-round pick out of Baylor University. It wasn't the first adversity you've overcome in your life when Marfan syndrome was diagnosed and that altered your plans. Let's go back, though. You fought through a lot of things in your life. Kind of take us through from middle school on.
Well, you know, in middle school, I had a detached retina. I went up for a routine pregame dunk, and when I came down, it was like a red curtain over my eye. And ever since then, I was just fighting vision loss, and I was fighting just trying to regain the vision in my right eye. And four surgeries later, you know, I'm legally blind now. I can't see anything. I actually have a prosthetic over my eye now that which enables me to look normal because my real eye is actually shrunken, but... it's been tough, but at the same time, it's been something that's just brought me strength in my life.
How did that change you as a basketball player, your vision?
It just made me have to work more, work harder. I really had to work to get my depth perception back on the court to try to get my shot right. I've spent countless hours in the gym just trying to fix my shot and everything like that, but... Really, you know, I have to just keep my head on a swivel because I can only see out of my left eye. So I try to place myself on the court where I could see the whole court and see everything that was going on around me.
So then you were obviously a gifted high school player. How did you choose Baylor?
Well, I chose Baylor just because of the atmosphere. You know, they were one of the first schools to recruit me out of the eighth grade. And ever since then, I just gained like a real family relationship with the coaching staff and just the university as a whole. And I knew that it was a spiritual school and I was going to be able to profess my faith openly without people scrutinizing me for it. And I just fell in love with the campus, and it was an hour away from home, and I knew that my family would be able to come watch me play. So that's why I chose Baylor after my sophomore year of high school.
And you guys had a pretty good run in the NIT and some memorable times there. What was the experience like playing?
It was amazing, you know, something that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. Just being able to bond with my teammates and my coaching staff and just the university as a whole was an amazing experience. You know, after we didn't make the tournament my freshman year, we came back my sophomore year, and we started off terrible with a 2-8 record in the Big 12, but we actually went on a hot streak and made it into the Sweet 16. So it's something that I'll remember.
We're joined by former Baylor star Isaiah Austin. You were ticketed to big things in the NBA, if not a lottery pick, certainly a top 20 or 25 pick. And then the Marfan syndrome diagnosis came down. How did you find out? What was that like over the days and the weeks when you were one day going to be in the NBA and the next day not?
Well, I actually found out on June 21st. I was coming home from a barbecue with my high school coach, and as I entered my aunt's house, everybody was there, from my coaching staff, my family, close friends, my pastors, and my agent. And that's when I looked into my mom's eye, and I knew what it was, because prior before that, a couple weeks before, I was at the NBA Combine, and the doctors had told me that I had an irregular heartbeat during the conditioning test. And it really didn't bother me at all, because they had mentioned Marfan's, but I really didn't look into it because I was like, what's the chances of me really having this? So I just went on with my workout schedule, and I continued to work out for teams and play basketball at a high competitive level. And then, it wasn't until June 21st that night where it really hit me that this is reality and that I am diagnosed with Marfan syndrome.
So you watch the NBA draft and you're not going to be picked, and they make a big deal about you, and Adam Silver says that you have a spot with the NBA. What was that like?
That was amazing. It just shows how much class that Adam Silver and the NBA has as a whole. They really didn't have to do any of that for me and my family, but they went out of their way and made me a part of the draft. They made me a honorable pick of the year, and you know, I made history that night because I was the first honorary pick in the NBA draft ever, and I couldn't be more thankful for it.
So you're back at Baylor now, finishing up your degree, and you've got a lot of options. You can go work for the NBA. You can get into coaching. Obviously, you have an amazing story to tell. What would you like to do? And this is a difficult question, but what would you like to do with the rest of your life?
You know, right now I'm still weighing out my options. You know, I love motivational speaking. I love being able to share my story with thousands of people around the world and help inspire them to be great things and to do great things. But at the same time, I love coaching. I love being around the game. I love helping guys just pursue their career and pursue the love that they have for the game, you know, because the game has given me so much. I just feel it's only right that I give back to it in some way, shape, or form. So right now I'm just taking baby steps. You know, I started up my own foundation, the Isaiah Austin Foundation. My book is now on pre-order on Amazon.com. It's called Dream Again. It's a monologue of my life and, you know, really how I've overcome the obstacles that I've been facing. You know, I really am just trying to spread the love of God's grace around the world, because he's been so good to me, and I really just want to be able to share it with other people around the world.
Isaiah Austin joining us here at the Coliseum. We'll come back with more after this on the Winthrop Sports Network.